Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Alt Mishnah Tezayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 16. Before we begin the Mishnah, I just want to point out two fascinating things. Number one, we saw previously many of the Mishnahs that it always says, Ki Bel Mehen, he accepted tradition from the previous generation. The Mishnahs and Avos will no longer say Ki Bel Mehen anymore. And the reason for that is because once we got to Hillel and Shammai, and there was Machlekes, there was disagreement as to the actual tradition, the Mishnah ceases from using the words Ki Bel as if to say, it's questionable exactly what the tradition is because there was machlekes, there was disagreement. Number two, this Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel is the first one that gets the title Rabban, which eventually was used for descendants of Hillel. Rabban Gamliel was actually a grandson of Hillel. And going forward, we'll see the name Rabban used a lot throughout the Mishnahs. So what did Rabban Gamliel loymer? What did Rabban Gamliel say? Number one, he said, Asei lecha rav. A person should make for themselves a rav. Now we had this concept or idea earlier, right? It's Asei lecha rav. But the Mefarshim point out, this Asei lecha rav is actually talking about in matters of halacha. A person's not sure if something is mutter or asur, permissible or prohibited, or something similar to that. They shouldn't just try to decide on their own, oh, I think it's like this. They should make sure they have a rav kavua, a person who's their go-to rabbi, and ask them, shaylus in halacha. Number two, similarly, histalik min asafek. Don't paskin yourself and say, oh, I think that halacha would say this in this situation. If you don't know 100%, make sure to ask someone else, particularly because there's a lack of objectivity when we paskin halacha that is very personal or pertains to ourselves. I've known many rabbanim who paskin halachas for many other people, but when it comes to their own personal shailas, they always go to a different rav because they want to make sure that they're 100% objective in psak halacha. And finally, ve'al tarbe le'aser oimadois. So to question what this means, I'm just going to say one of the pshatim, which I think is the one that's most practical to us. A person shouldn't separate maaser. This actually could be talking about maaser kesafim, the 10% of our income that we're supposed to give tzedakah, oimadois. By estimations, I guess I think I owe around this. A person should have a very clear and concise cheshbon, exactly how much money they earn, and exactly the 10% of that earning. Like Chazal teach us, aser to aser, aser bishvil to tisa asher. You want to become wealthy, make sure you're very meticulous when it comes to giving your maaser, your 10%, or if you're able to, your 20% to tzedakah. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Yedzayin. Shimon ben Yoyim, Shimon the son of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin said, Kol yomai gadalti bein hachachamim. All my days, I grew up amongst wise people. That means, as the great grandson of Hillel and the son of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, he was surrounded his entire life by smart people, by Talmidei Chachamim. However, v'loy matzasi, I did not find laguf to my body, toiv, anything that's better, elashtika, than actual silence. So simply, pashup shad in this is that if a person wants to be healthy and they want to make sure that they have good emotional equilibrium, the best piece of advice is, be quiet. Listen as opposed to speak. Others say, when it comes to matters of the physical, then the best thing to do is shtika. But when it comes to learning Torah and saying tefillah, clearly there's no reason to be quiet. A person should try to do as much as they can. Finally, he said, learning itself, divrei Torah, talking about divrei Torah is not the ikar, it's not the main thing. Only when the learning of Torah brings a person towards mitzvah performance and towards keeping halacha. And then finally he says, if a person talks too much, ultimately they'll sin. There's Lashon Hara, there's Sheker, there's Rechilus, there's Moitzi Shemra, there's Einas Devarim. There's so many different possibilities for a person to trip when they speak. Therefore he says, a person should be careful, like he said previously, Toiv, the best way for a person to live a life of completion, Ishtika, is with silence, and one should not speak unless they need to speak. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.